here's a story from The World.
We begin this week deep under the South Pacific. On Saturday, a massive underwater volcano just 40 miles away from the main island of Tonga erupted. It sent a mushroom cloud of volcanic ash high into the atmosphere, followed by tsunamis across the Pacific from Japan to California. In Tonga, reports have emerged of battered coastlines, damaged buildings, and fallen ash blanketing the landscape. Tongans are starting the cleanup, while experts are saying the eruption is not over yet. Reporter Ashley Westerman starts us off.
The eruption of the Hunga Tonga Hunga Ha'apai volcano knocked out all phone and internet service throughout Tonga. What little information has managed to get out has been mixed. Tonga's High Commissioner to Australia, Curtis Tui Halaninya, told Radio Australia Monday that the situation is not yet stable.
According to what we have, it's minimal damages and no death yet. And we hope that it will continue on to be in that direction.
Meanwhile, Australia's acting High Commissioner in Tonga, Peter Lund, posted Sunday on Facebook, accessed via satellite phone, that the capital, Nuku'alofa, looked like a moonscape covered in ash, its coast battered by tsunami waves. People as far as 2,000 miles away could hear the eruption. 500 miles away in Fiji, Vikrant Singh tells me the sounds reached him late afternoon Saturday.
While I was walking from the car park to the pharmacy, I was hearing all these booming sounds, which at first I ignored.
And then they got louder.
At first it was sort of like thunder, but it just became very constant, like bang, bang, bang. And then the tremors sort of started, like the door of the pharmacy started to sort of shake.
As the booming and shaking continued, Singh headed down to the seaside, where he saw what looked like the beginning of a tsunami.
The water, the ocean at the seaside, started to recede.
He stopped to take a video.
The water just receded and you could see all the sand, and then it just comes rushing back in, and then it recedes and comes rushing back in.
It wasn't until then that Singh learned that the shaking and booming was coming all the way from Tonga. The U.S. Geological Survey said the eruption caused the equivalent of a 5.8 magnitude earthquake. Videos recorded in Tonga before telecoms went out show a giant plume of ash rising above the ocean nearly 20 miles high. Tongan authorities issued a tsunami warning for the country's roughly 100,000 residents, and it wasn't long before people started sharing videos of huge waves crashing into the shore of Tonga Tapu, the largest island, under a darkening sky. Then everything went dark. At least online, phone lines and the internet are thought to have been knocked out when the eruption Saturday severed an underwater fiber optic cable. Following the eruption, tsunami warnings rang out across the Pacific, with places as far away as Japan later reporting waves up to 3 feet. Marco Brenna, a volcanologist with the University of Otago in New Zealand, says Saturday's eruption was a one-in-1,000-year event.
Over the previous 100 years, there was nothing really that was indicating that there could be such a very large explosive event ensuing. So I think it caught everyone by surprise.
The eruption was so powerful that the volcanic ash plume grew to 180 miles across in less than an hour. It also produced an atmospheric pressure wave that scientists say reached as far as Finland. This is the volcano's second eruption in less than a month, and Brenna says it's not finished.
There will probably be still, hopefully, small-scale eruption ongoing for several weeks. Now that the volcano edifices have collapsed, there is basically a free pathway for magma to reach the surface.
That could hamper post-eruption cleanup, experts say. Back in Fiji, Vikrant Singh says he's concerned about more eruptions in the coming weeks.
It's quite scary to think that we could be having more of that, or potentially even stronger ones.
Volcanologists predict the following eruptions will be less intense than Saturday's. Both New Zealand and Australia are readying aid to send to Tonga. Experts say restoring power and providing clean drinking water, uncontaminated by fallen ash, will be top priorities in the coming days. For The World, I'm Ashley Westerman in Manila.